That 38th Psalm is filled with the feelings of a guilty conscience. In verse 2, the psalmist says, "For thine arrows have sunk deep into me. Thy hand has pressed down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they weigh too much for me. My wounds grow foul and fester. Because of my folly, I am bent over and greatly bowed down. I go mourning all day long, for my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am benumbed and badly crushed. I groan because of the agitation of my heart." The feelings of a guilty conscience. Quite a contrast to what the Apostle Paul has said to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 12. Let's go to that text this morning because I want to continue to look at this matter of the conscience and sin in the life of the believer. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 12, Paul, very much at the other end of the spectrum from the psalmist, says, "For our proud confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially toward you." Paul was enjoying a clear conscience. A good conscience. The psalmist was feeling the agony of an accusing conscience. We have been studying in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, this little section from verses 12 through 14, and we have focused on the soul's warning system, which is the conscience. As we have learned, the conscience produces guilt, shame, anxiety, restlessness, fear, doubt, physical illness and pain, and other depressing experiences when the highest known standard of moral conduct is violated. The conscience is given to us as a gift from God to warn us about what devastates the soul. And the Apostle Paul was living a holy life,